All right, so we move into hour number three. That was a short, tight beef segment because we've been backed up today. We've got the breaking news that O.J. Simpson has died. And then we had some back-to-back interviews. And then I smashed in the beef segment. And right now I'm efforting Dan Hurley. In the meantime, as I'm looking for him, I will reset you with your telephone number, 1-800-636-8686. There are some leftover beefs, and I don't mind resetting those because we did not get the full beef segment that we normally get. Salty Sarah, 2024, is in. She writes, "I just read If I Did It by Cancer. Great ending.
Bench the salt."
Dear Jim, these beefs are weaker than the prosecution skills of Marcia Clark and Chris Darden. Yours, Hunter in Toronto. This guy wants me to read this. Luckily, I don't need to read that. I've got something much better to do right now. If you're on hold, stay there. More telephone calls coming up. But we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at UConn. He just wrapped up his sixth season with the Huskies. This season, he was named the Naismith Coach of the Year and the Big East Coach of the Year. And, of course, they just beat Purdue 75-60 in the national championship game to go back-to-back. We are joined by Dan Hurley. Great to talk to you, Dan. How are you feeling, double champ? What's going on?
Oh, man, what a year, man. What a year. I got one part of the office has all the bounty that we've been able to accumulate over the last year. So a lot of trophies, a lot of nets, a lot of game balls. So
what a year is right, man. That is so awesome. Dan Hurley, my guest. So let me ask you this. It's already the stuff of legend, but you were barely in your seat on the team bus after that game and you were asking, where is the East Regional next year? Where's the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight? What about the Final Four? My man, I get that you're an obsessed coach. I love that about you. But tell me you allowed yourself more than a half an hour to enjoy what you just accomplished. Hell, Dan, tell me you're still enjoying it right now as we speak.
Yeah, we've had some fun, man. We've had a lot of fun. We've had some cocktails. We've enjoyed some great food and stayed up late and just reflected on the accomplishment. It's one of the great runs that a program's had in a really long time. And to do it with different people, different players, to get to experience the whole thing, it's just awesome. And now, we'll still continue to enjoy it, but now, you'll kind of, or at least for the coaches now, you start kind of, beginning to work towards the next one. And then, like, intermittently, as you visit the White House and have a parade and, then you'll have these kind of little bursts of, like, reliving it, which is cool.
That is cool. Dan Hurley joining us. Dan, generally, you said, hey, look, we had some good food. We've had some cocktails. Are you generally a cocktail guy or only because you won? And if so, what's your poison? What's your go-to?
Yeah, I love Mexican food. I'm a tequila guy. And then, I like different types of margaritas. My favorite spot here in Connecticut, say Alita in Glastonbury, they make the True Blue Margarita. I don't know if they make it specifically for me, but I'm certainly keeping in business with buying it.
So I got to know that, right? Because I've kind of moved on. My evolution is such that I went from being a beer guy, and then I had my gin stage, then my vodka stage, and I'm exclusively a tequila guy right now. What kind of tequila do you drink? Does it not matter?
It doesn't matter. Was it Don Julio?
Yeah. I got you. Yeah, I got you. Well, whatever you want, Coach. Whatever you want. Dan Hurley joining us. You know, you mentioned that what's really unique about this is you did it with different guys. I mean, the fact you didn't just repeat and you didn't just do so in even more dominant fashion than you did last year. You did it after losing five of your top eight scorers. I could argue that this year's group was even better than last year's. I could try to argue that. What I can't explain is how or why that is. How were you able to defend that title in an even more dominant fashion after losing so many key guys?
Yeah, you know, Jim, it's like that confidence carryover was, I think, just something that just gets in the bones of the organization. And then just I think that, like, we really have learned a lot in terms of, like, just trying to hold out for a certain type of athlete, certain type of makeup, you know, somebody with some pedigree, somebody with you know, with values that are going to lead to, you know, to a team being able to win something. You know, not just looking at, you know, athleticism or traits like that, but, you know, just to try to find people that fit, you know, fit how we're trying to play offense. You know, which is different. It's unique. The way that we play offense is like is probably more European than it is. That it is ball screen reliant, kind of like the NBA model, you know. And then, like, to making the commitment that we make to defense and to making effort plays. And then, you know, like, I understand too. It's like these players that we recruit, you know, they got to be able to play for me, and I'm an intense guy, and I don't ask them to play for me for 10 or 12 years. That would probably be too much for any player. But, you know, it's a sprint when you get on a college campus. So I feel like I'm like the perfect coach in college to coach college athletes that may be with you for only 1 year, 2 years, you know, 3 years.
We're talking to Dan Hurley. So what I'm hearing from you is these are the types of athletes, these are the types of people that we're looking for. Like, what's a non-negotiable? What will you not bring in?
Like, I watch these kids in their AAU games, or if they're in the transfer portal and I'm watching their games, you know, like when they get subbed out, do they run off the court? You know, do they go high five everybody on the bench when the coach is talking to them and coaching them? Is he looking them in the eye? You know, or does he have bad body language? Does it look like his teammates enjoy playing with him? Does he have camaraderie and chemistry with the group, or is he making everything about himself or the people around the player? You know, going to make it impossible to coach him, where everything is just going to be about that individual, and it's going to try to sink what we're trying to do, you know, collectively. Because really, when it comes down to it, you know, your production in college, you know, my fourth and fifth leading scorers are going to be lottery picks this year. You know, so, like, in the end, it's, you either have the traits that the next level is looking for or not. But in the interim, you know, when you go to college, man, you got to make sure that you're bringing in somebody that is going to help your organization win.
Well, Dan, like you said afterwards also, it's a win-win, right? Like, you can help them get there, and they can help you win what you're going to win. And as long as they all fall in line and everybody understands that culture, everybody can win. You know, your family is so amazing. Your father, Bob, of course, Hall of Famer. Your brother, Bobby, another one of my favorite guys. Obviously an icon. Now that you've done, Dan, what you've done, you are considered both those things. I want to know, have you flipped the entire family dynamic? In other words, is Bob Sr. now your dad, and is Bobby now your brother? And are these two dudes now looking up at you?
No, those shadows that they cast are way too big. You know, maybe I'm getting closer. And then obviously last year just alleviated a lot of that feeling for me. You know, I think that, you know, winning it last year, it was something that was always in the back of my mind. I feel like, you know, winning it last year, you know, alleviated a lot of that weight and that imposter syndrome type of feeling. And you know, I think now it's just, you know, that now you just, you know, I don't know. That's probably just not even something I think about. But I definitely, this time last year, was kind of thinking about it, but that's not even something I even think about.
Hey, I'm glad to hear you say that even you have or it's had not, imposter syndrome, because I think we all do. We all do, man. We can admit that. I do. You did. Who doesn't, right? And if you don't, you're a liar.
You're a liar. I mean, what did I say? Comparison is the thief of joy. And,
right.
And, I don't know. It's impossible, especially if you come from a family like mine where, there's these incredible competitors this is who you become. And I'm just glad that I think it's a great message for people. You know, like you might not peak or you might not have your moment until your 50s. You know, I mean, I didn't have my moment in terms of my ultimate success. And it was a lot of struggle, a lot of failure, a lot of disappointment, a lot of not measuring up. And it took me a very long time. To climb the mountain.
Hey Dan, it's such a powerful message. I love that message so much. In fact, I've kind of like, I'm older than you, and I'm trying to convince myself, and I do believe this, assuming that I don't take any shortcuts or accept that there are no hacks, but I still believe that my very best is in front of me and not behind me, or why else get out of bed in the morning and get after it? You got to believe that. And to your point that, hey, listen, man, my very best, like I would argue, you tell me otherwise, you're entering your prime in your 50s. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, for the next, several years here, this is going to be, the best version of me. And I've learned, so much coaching at all the different levels I've been at. I feel like, just having taken the right steps, having been a high school coach and an assistant college coach and low major and mid major, having not missed any steps in terms of like the development piece. I have an identity. I know who I am. But I also work on myself consistently, to improve. Like I'm going to work, my absolute butt off this off season, to improve and become a much better coach with the tactics, with the leadership, the psychology. My relationships, my own personal development, like every aspect of who I am is going to keep getting better. And I think that's the best part of it, like the work, your process. If you have like an incredible process and you pour everything you have into it, I feel like a lot of times that's like the greatest reward, that you could possibly have.
That right there is a superpower. If you've got an incredible process and you give everything you have to that process every single day and every second counts, that's a superpower unto itself. Hey, Dan, before you go, the obvious topical news of the day, not long after that game ended, you were asked about the Kentucky opening. You shut that down very quickly, but they can't seem to find anybody to take that job, with Scott Drew being the latest to say no, reportedly. Dan, what happens when Mitch Barnhart shows up at your door and pushes a blank check across the table and says, hey, coach, just fill it in. Just fill it in. Then what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, you're preparing for the, for the three-peat here. You're doing everything you can. Obviously, we're going to lose a lot of players, from this year's team, and rightfully so. Historically, I don't care what the talking heads say, this is historically one of the best teams, in the last 20, 25 years, 30 years. But if I was going anywhere from here, the one thing I'd be doing right now was hiding. I wouldn't be doing your show. I wouldn't be doing anything. My heart is here. What we've created here is special. We have all the resources in place. To try to fend off everyone that's coming for where we are right now. If it's flattering to have your name mentioned, it's a byproduct of the success we've had. But if I was if I had designs on listening to any other schools, I'd be in hiding right now, not doing media.
I get that. I respect that. I believe everything you just said. Quick follow, and then I will send you on your way, and I appreciate you so much. You have everything you want right there, and I would imagine you have been approached and offered more money and said no. So whenever somebody says, Dan, to me, it's not about the money, generally I say it's about one thing, the money. Is there not? But then, and then everybody's got a number. Does the three-peat trump every single number? And I know it's not only the three-peat, it's the whole thing holistically. You, your family, the program, the university, the community. But does the three-peat and that thing trump every single number? Is there a number that could get your attention? Because I bet they've got one.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the, you know, being who you say you are at your core, and I know how much, you know, UConn and the state of Connecticut and the university, how much they value, you know, me and my staff, you know, and the program staying where we are. So I know all those things are in place, you know, for us to, you know, for to show or to press for the three-peat and, you know, to show people who you are. I think, like, what do they have those studies to? Like, once you hit a certain, once you make a certain amount of money, you know, like, it doesn't make that much of a difference in your life. You know, so I couldn't be happier than I am here and knowing that, you know, the people that are, you know, with the portal right now, we're going to have to be strategic there. We got some outstanding recruits coming in. We're going to return some guys. They're going to kind of help us keep it where we are. And, yeah, I mean, I'm going to be here going for a three-peat.
I love what I'm hearing. The double champ. Let me leave you with this thought, Dan. I'm so impressed with so much of all of this, but I love that I could argue that you are the best in the business, but I can tell, man, you are so motivated in this offseason to get better at everything you do when you're already what I would consider the best in the business. Hey, I appreciate you. I appreciate the relationship. Congrats on that one. Can't wait to see you get after it again, and I know you made time for this interview, so thank you very much, Dan. Congrats, dude.
Romy, man, appreciate you. You are the man, and it's always a thrill to be on here. Been a big fan forever, man.
Same. Appreciate you so much, Dan. Dan Hurley joining us. Legend. Legend. I'd ride and die with that guy. I said it during the tournament. I said it after he won, and I'll say it again right now. I think a lot of you do not understand him. You're put off by his intensity. You're put off by his his annex or how animated he gets. I think part of the problem is you have people who don't watch college basketball ever, except for the national championship game, and then they tune on like, whoa, who's that maniac? Who's that maniac? The same guy's always been. Who's that maniac? The best coach in college basketball. Who's that maniac? The guy presiding over the best program in college basketball. And if I'm Kentucky, not that I think that it would do any good. Like he just said, if I was seriously listening or seriously considering, you think I'd be talking to you? You think I'd be doing any media whatsoever? I believe him. Like Dan said, you reach a certain point where you have a certain amount of money and then it doesn't matter. It doesn't change things. But all these other things that Connecticut and stores and the university have set up, we're happy here. We're trying for a three-peat. What I'm hearing is, you know, he may not have that price. That extra money may not make a difference to him. He wants to say, this is who I am, and I want to back up who I am. I'm like, yeah, I get that. But what if there's a 10 in front of it? What if there's a 12 in front of it? What if there's a 15 in front of it? Because I'll tell you what, if I'm Mitch Barnhart and I'm Kentucky and Scott Drew just said no, and Jay Wright's already said no, and Nate Oates has said no, like everybody's saying no, man, I would direct that jet to stores. I'd show up at his doorstep. And I love Dan, and I think it's amazing about what he's done. I'm not trying to talk him out of it. And Husky fan, I'm not trying to get your coach to leave. But man, if I were Kentucky, I would put a blank check and a blank contract in front of this guy's face and say, Dan, fill it out. Fill it out. Fill out the contract. You can go ahead and put in the terms and the money. Do it. Whatever you need, coach. And I got a sense that he'd probably still say no. Save your time. It's flattering. I appreciate it. I'm good. I want that three-peat. Why do I need to leave? I would imagine if Kentucky wanted to, they could make him the highest paid college coach, football or basketball. And I don't think it would matter. He's where he wants to be. He has everything he wants. They treat him well. And he's about to do something that hasn't been done in a very long time. And if it's not already obvious, I want the record to reflect, because I think a lot of you don't get that guy, don't like that guy. I love that guy. I love that guy. I love his brother. I love that family. I love the intensity. He just said it. We recruit certain guys. This is what we're looking for. And no, they're not going to play for me for 10 years. They couldn't. Even if they could, they couldn't. Because I'm intense. And man, as I go to break, I can't believe how motivated and dedicated and locked in he is on improving every aspect of who he is as a person and a coach when he's already the best coach in the sport. He's like, man, I got to work my process. That's some reinvention project stuff right there, man. That fired me up. All right. My thanks to Dan Hurley, the double champ. Already thinking about three. When we come back, we're open the rest of the way. And I've got some more things that I can introduce to you, including Cal in red. How weird did that look yesterday? And by the way, my man already seems completely rejuvenated in Arkansas. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. Watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Get in on the playoff action. Win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. The playoffs get underway April 20th. Remember that. Play-in round April 16th, 17th, 19th. Prize Picks also is offering weekly promotions on special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. I love it. You will too. Download the app right now. Use the code ROME, R-O-M-E, for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code ROME on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It is that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
The ones get it done. Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Car click Grainger.com or stop on by. You know, it's really interesting. Really interesting that all of you can listen to what Dan Hurley just said, but judging from the reaction, many of you are hearing different things. You all heard the same thing, but your reaction to it is different. As an example, at the Big Gibber, quote, Hurley on at Jim Rome just now was asked directly, and he didn't say no. Hashtag BBN. All right, so there's that angle. There's that response. Then there's this. At R. Brown 502, quote, Dan Hurley literally just said on the Jim Rome Show he's staying at UConn. Which one is it? At the Detox writes, Hurley on at Jim Rome just said, if he was entertaining other jobs, he would be in hiding, not out doing shows. All right, so I'm curious. This is a really good topic and a really good conversation. How do you interpret what he said? What do you think that means? Does that mean he's staying? Or does that mean he's leaving? Does that mean he's staying? Or does that mean he's open to leaving? Does that mean he's staying, period? Now, when he was asked right after the championship, it was an emphatic no. But that was before people started turning down Kentucky. And I would imagine Kentucky's feeling it. And they're running to make the bag even bigger. So if all of a sudden now we're not talking about approaching this guy right after the championship, we're talking about approaching this guy after a second championship and after the likes of Jay Wright, Nate Oates, even Scott Drew have said no. Now what are you going to do? What if they can't get... All right, so who's the next in line, if you ask me? The next in line is Chalk Donovan. The next in line has got to be the Munster kid. But the Munster kid, the timing is not right because the Munster kid made it clear last night, I'm trying to get into the NBA playoffs. I'm not thinking about this. I'm not thinking about anything other than the Chicago Bulls. Yeah, and well, he should be, given his guys are blowing 3-on-0 breaks and throwing it off the glass to each other. So I don't know if he might be open to it if things end really badly or if he just does not want to go back to the college game or not. I don't know. I know two things. One, I would put a blank check in front of Dan Hurley and say, Dan, fill it out. You tell us how much you want to make. I would do that if I were Kentucky. And they can afford to do that. But Dan Hurley made a really interesting point, didn't he? He goes, studies show that after you make a certain amount of money, what does it matter? It doesn't matter. I think most people listening would say, yes, it does. There's always a number. There's always a number. Well, you're going to tell me that if they tripled his salary, he wouldn't go? Maybe not. Different cat, man. Different dude. I believe what he says. I don't think he's going anywhere. But what if they offer him $15 million a year? What if they say, we'll pay you more, more than everybody, more than Kirby Smart, more than any football coach, more than Dabo, more than any basketball coach, then what? Is it a different conversation then? He makes it sound like it's not. That if I were thinking about it, I wouldn't be talking to you, Rome. All right, so if not, okay, so where do you come out on that? Do you think, UConn fan, Kentucky fan, do you think he would go? I don't think he's going anywhere. Certainly not before a shot at a three-peat. I think he wants that badly. I think he really wants that. Now, a year from now, could that change? Maybe. Maybe. I don't think right now Kentucky can get him. I don't think there's amount, personally. It may be really naive on my part. I'm taking him at what he said. I don't think there's a number. Because I don't think they're going to offer him $20 million a year to coach. He's doing just fine. And by the way, I'm sure the Connecticut, although they can't match the Kentucky resources, they'll take care of him. Then what about the Munster kid? Would he come back? And then if not the Munster kid, then who? I'll tell you who. My guy Mark Pope. Former Kentucky great. I could see them targeting him. But they're certainly not getting their first choice, are they? I just think it's really interesting. Really interesting that y'all can hear the same thing and have different reactions. Look at this guy. Scott in the 716. My beef is with Jim Sauce for not mentioning that little golf tourney in Atlanta today. I feel you, dude. Not an unfair point. There is a little golf tourney going on. You know, it's funny. I'm watching it. I got an eye on it. I was watching an interview with Troy Aikman. I was thinking, damn, that dude's jacked. Man, he looks great. Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with the leaderboard. I'll tell you what. I'll make up for it now with a big head bet segment tomorrow on the Masters. I don't know, dude. There's been a lot going on today. Fully booked and OJ kicked. Sorry I didn't get to that little golf tournament. But I hear you. I see you working. Carlito Way, 505. Listen, last chance. I want your reaction. What do you think, based on what you just heard from Dan Hurley? Is he staying or is he leaving? Is he staying or is he open to leaving? Is he staying or can Kentucky somehow get his attention? I don't think the guy's going anywhere. Like he said, If I were thinking about it, I would not be talking to you. I would be in hiding. 1-800-636-8686. How about a quick telephone call? Let's go to the fee. V in the fee. What's up, V?
Jimbo Slice, my brother, what a day. You know, it's crazy. My wife and I actually had an ultrasound scheduled this morning to see if we can have our first child, but I told her to cancel it in honor of the killer news and Juice Miss Holiday. My face has been slammed to my radio for the last 2.5 hours, and I'm loving every second. I mean, the only people that are happier than me right now are the real killers, because now that the juice has been kicked, they can finally go out in public without O's breathing down their neck. Juice has been amazing, by the way. You know, for Juice Miss, clones right now are swapping gifts of sharpened candy canes, cookie-shaped like sunglasses. But, you know, my gift for Juice Miss is a quick song, and I'm going to go sing. Let me get my throat clear real quick. On the 12 days of Juice Miss, my true glove gave to me 12 dumbass jurors, 11 dancing Edos, 10 counts in Vegas, 9 inch blades, 8 Bill Walsh's, 7 Chloe's OJ's kid, 6 Bronco Blessings, 5 syllables for Pedro Guerrero, 4 O's, 3 bloody steps, 2 severed heads, and a prostate that gave OJ's a disease that he couldn't beat. Now slash me, I'm out.
Wow, V, holy crap. Now, I know that I was the one that said, I don't want any songs on Juice Miss, but I'll take that one. Alvin, I may have to hear that one more time to run back exactly what he just said. I picked up most of it, but I'm not sure that I got all of it. You can save it for the huge call, or you can give it to me right now. But the 12 days of Juice Miss, Alvin wants to hold on to it. All right, Albie, your world. All right, so one last segment. I'm going to ask the question one more time. Dan Hurley came on. He's as big a name as there is in sports right now. It's as big a question as there is in sports right now. I asked him the question. What happens if Kentucky comes to you with a blank check? What will you do? You heard his response. What is your interpretation of his response? Call me and share your thoughts. I thought that he answered it pretty strongly with, I'm not interested. I'm interested in a three-peat. How much money is too much money? There's a point where a certain amount of money is enough money. I wouldn't be talking to you right now if I was interested in listening. All those are pretty strong points that he's not interested in leaving. Not now anyway. But I'm looking at some of the reaction that's written, and I'm seeing people saying, see, listen to what he said. He's coming. Listen to what he said. He's not going anywhere. Call me, 1-800-636-8686. Here's some more reaction. RJ Derb 310 writes, scrubby little Baylor is a better basketball job than Kentucky. I'm going to disagree with that. I think that Baylor's got a very good coach, and they're very comfortable, he and his wife in Waco. His wife reportedly is not sure whether or not she wants to be in that fishbowl that is Lexington. Look, it's a lot. Kentucky is a lot. They've been in Waco a long time. They've had a lot of success in Waco. They probably have a lot of friends and a lot of comfort in Waco. And she, I don't want to speak for her because I've never met her. I've never spoken to her. But she probably thinks we have a pretty damn good life here. And we make a lot of money. I'm not sure it's worth being in that fishbowl. Kentucky's hard, man. It's a great job. It's a great program. But there is a lot of pressure that comes along with that, and that might not be for everybody. That doesn't mean that, quote, scrubby little Baylor is a better basketball job than Kentucky. It means they're more comfortable in Waco than they are in Lexington. I don't think it's a better job. But Kentucky's a tough job now. Hey, Rome, when Danny Hurley says that he's not interested in the Kentucky job and staying put, I believe him. Best, Nick Saban and Jed Fish. Eric in Castle Rock.
I shouldn't even have to comment on this. I think I've said this over and over and over again.
Danny Hurley was not emphatic like that. He gave reasons as to why he's happy where he is. He wasn't Nick Saban, like, almost that was like a reason to go. If one more person asked me this, I've said it over and over and over again. I am not going to be the coach.
I'm not going to be the Alabama coach.
And sign the Alabama coach.
I think I've said this over and over.
Dan didn't say that. Dan wasn't being a jerk about it. Dan wasn't saying, I've said this over and over and over again. I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. Sign the Alabama coach. He said that he was preparing for the three-peat.
You're preparing for the... Yeah, for the three-peat here, you know, you're doing everything you can. Obviously, we're going to lose a lot of players, you know, from this year's team, and rightfully so. Historically, you know, I don't care what the talking heads, you know, say. You know, this is historically one of the best teams, you know, in the last 25 years, 30 years. But if I was going anywhere from here, the one thing I'd be doing right now was hiding. I wouldn't be doing your show, you know, I wouldn't be doing anything. You know, my heart is here. What we've created here is special. You know, we have all the resources in place, you know, to try to fend off everyone that's coming for where we are right now. If it's flattering to have your name mentioned, it's a byproduct of the success we've had. But if I was, if I had designs on listening to, you know, to any other schools, I'd be in hiding right now, not doing media.
Interesting. I think the door's cracked open. You know what I mean? Like, if Kentucky came with $15 million a year, I could see where he would say, you know what? I really didn't think I was going to go. However, but I don't think he's leaving. I accept what he just said. I believe him. I think he's not leaving. I'm not going to say he's necessarily going to stay forever. He might. But that's very different than Nick Saban being belligerent and aggressive and attacking the person asking, why do you keep bringing it up? I'm not going to be that guy. That's not what Dan Hurley said.
I've said this over and over and over again.
The tone, what he said. What do you think? If you're interested, if you're a UConn fan, if you're a Kentucky fan, if you're a college basketball fan, and you heard that, how would you interpret that? What did that sound like to you? That he is open to it, or that he really is not open to it? I'm going to say he's not going anywhere. That's my personal opinion. I personally believe he's not leaving stores. Benton Webb has been in. Benton Webb goes as far back on this show as anybody. As far back as the CEO, as far back as Silk. So his opinion matters. He was Stucknut before Stucknut. Not as good as Stucknut, no offense, Webb, or Benton Webb. But dude, I appreciate you. You ran the website long before websites were a thing. He says V with the call of the year for the 12 days of Juicemas. Albie, did you save time for that? For the ones to get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by.
But, you know, my gift for Juicemas is a quick song. And I'm going to get my throat clear real quick. On the 12 days of juice, Smith, my true glove gave to me. 12 dumbass jurors, 11 dancing Itos, 10 counts in Vegas, 9 inch blades, 8 Bill Walsh's, 7 Chloe is OJ's kid, 6 Bronco Blessings, 5 syllables for Pedro Guerrero, 4 O's, 3 bloody steps, 2 severed heads, and a prostate that gave OJ's a disease that he couldn't beat. Now slash me, I'm out.
Hi, good show, dude.
Slash me, I'm out. Boy, that was some kind of day. My thanks to Dan Hurley, Kevin Frazier, Terry Francona. We had a beef segment. We didn't talk about that little golf tourney. Sorry about that. Tomorrow we will. In fact, the big head, James Kelly, will have a big head bet segment. And not only on that little golf tournament, but UFC 300. The XR4TI doing its thing. Thank you very much, y'all. Tommy, Alvy, et al. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.